because we are in an Asian setting, so there will always be stigma regarding the dead, the taboo about keeping dead things in your house. But mostly, all of this is science. It's just exactly the same thing that you will see in the museum. I grew up in, I would say, an area that is more forested, and I would always play with animals and also insects, and my brother would always catch little critters and bring it back home. So I would say that is my first exposure to nature. I am very intrigued by all the patterns that is found on the animals. So it makes me wonder, can I actually study more in depth into all of this thing? I studied zoology and also get a degree in skin studies. During my uni time, there was a lot of specimens that's lying about because we do biodiversity research. So there is a surplus of animals. Instead of disposing it, sometimes I will use it to make frames and make them look pretty. And that is where all of this started. The research field, when we preserve it, it is not attractive. You cannot adorn it with flowers, with jewelry and ornaments. But when I started this studio myself, I can have free rein to all of that. I can make a preservation into something that is more attractive, that will be attractive to the people, to the public. And also it is very educational, because once you attract them, they have interest in learning what it is about. Butterfly pinning or butterfly process, I would say it requires a steady hand and also very light touch, or you might risk breaking the wings. So we handle everything with only tweezers and also wax paper that is on the wings. So after this, then it will be a drying period, then it will come to this, then when it's done, it will stay like this forever. Then it can be mounted into frames. It's actually a stray cat, but the owners actually took it in and cared for it. The vet only gave it 3 months to live, but it lived for almost one full year before it passed on in the vet. So you can see that the leg still have the bandage on. This is for its IV drip, for its weekly IV drip. Normally, the pet parents, they find me, then they will pass the cat to me. Or normally, when they already have a planned euthanized session for their pets, they will contact the vet, and then they will contact me to see when they can pass it to me soonest. Rigor mortis had set in. It is very stiff, and they wanted Kitty to be in a sleeping position. I'm glad I took a leap of faith to choose to do what I do best, even though it's unconventional. Taxidermy doesn't only give me joy, but it also lets me give back to the society, especially pet owners. I hope to continue learning and educating the public through taxidermy.